The Undying Chat.
Welcome back to The Undying Chat. I'm your host, Odin, and this is my co-host, Vader.
Hello, Odin. Hello. How's it going?
Good.
And hello to everybody listening. Thanks for joining us. How you been, Odin?
Yeah, pretty good.
Been gaming?
Yeah.
You live, breathe, sleep gaming, don't you, though?
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's why we're here, to talk about it.
Just earlier, I unlocked a new shotgun, Warzone.
Oh, nice.
That's what I've been doing. I was playing with a shotgun to unlock a better shotgun that I wanted. You gotta get, like, 2 or 3 hipfire kills with a shotgun in, like, 7 different matches. Which, it's 7 matches, but...
That's what pisses me off, though. It puts me off those games.
Trying to unlock guns.
Yeah, just all the grind.
Well, actually, if you just play with the shotgun, you're guaranteed to get 2 or 3 hipfire kills.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because you play at hipfire.
It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder to do well with the worst guns, though. So even...
Some of the guns you have base unlocked, and they're actually decent. It's only, like, some of the guns that will be locked. And you'll unlock them pretty quickly.
We'll talk more about that, because we'll talk about that when you've jumped in the gun. When we're into the what we've been playing section. But anything else you want to just chat about? Anything that's burning you with curiosity that you want to discuss before we get onto gaming news?
I don't know.
That's fine.
Not,
I didn't think there was.
That I can think about.
I didn't think there was. I just thought I'd ask just to be funny. But yeah, gaming news has been a PlayStation State of Play, and we are Sony boys down in the Vader Van Odin house.
Yeah.
We are interested in other gaming news, but the State of Play tickles our fancy, and we've just watched some of the trailers and what's been announced, and it's pretty exciting stuff. First we'll talk about what's not there. We haven't heard more about the Final Fantasy VII Part 2. We haven't...
Hogwarts Legacy. Hogwarts Legacy, that's still not out yet. And we haven't...
Yeah, that's not an exclusive Sony one, so I didn't expect it there.
Okay.
Although the Final Fantasy VII Part 2 might not be exclusive. I think the first one was timed exclusive.
So it was only exclusive for a short amount of time.
Has that even come out on Xbox yet? That was awesome. If you haven't heard me talk about it, Final Fantasy VII Remake was phenomenal, and I really liked it. What else is missing? God of War, Ragnarok, was it on the State of Play?
Yeah.
We haven't heard any more. What else was missing that we're kind of excited for? I think those are the big ones.
Elden Ring 2.
Elden Ring 2.
Where you're the Elden Lord and you control a giant army and go to...
A real-time strategy, maybe?
Yes.
Ooh, that could be kind of fun.
They could make such a good real-time strategy.
You could do the battle between Radahn? No. What's the big guy with the little horse?
Radahn.
That is Radahn?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I was right. General Radahn versus Melania battle. So you could do the Rune Sentinels. What are those guys? I'm thinking of Dark Souls 2. The guys in the brass armor called Rune Sentinels, but they've got brass armor. They're smaller versions.
The Valkyrie people. Oh,
Yeah. So they got the big pole arms, and they throw like the Krillin destructo discs.
That'd be kind of cool.
A real time strategy with that, where you're trying to take over Caelid and stuff.
Yeah, that'd actually be really cool.
There you go, just FromSoft. You can hire us as game idea people. So send us an invoice for that idea.
Mm.
Oh no, we'll send you an invoice for that idea.
Sounds great.
We don't want to pay you for it, you gotta pay us for it. Let me Google this. Final Fantasy VII Remake on Xbox. Feel that Final Fantasy VII Remake can be released on Steam with Xbox port, but the game only might support on Xbox One. So I don't think it's out yet.
Is it?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a year.
Mm.
With an enhanced PS5 version on PC release arriving late last year, but is it ever coming to Xbox? Given that the original... Yeah, I don't know if it is.
So, when was Hogwarts Legacy due to be out?
Oh, that's due out. It's been delayed. But again, at this point, well, this is, I think it should have been out early this year. The delay has happened previously. It's not a new delay.
Okay. Because I do remember it being delayed, and I was like, ah. So when is it?
Yeah, it's always wait. I'm happy to wait. As long as it's better.
Yeah.
It's scheduled for holidays 22. So holidays means from October through till November, usually. They usually don't release in December.
October.
It's like 3 months or 4 months away.
Yeah, 3-4 months away.
This year is just flying by.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
So, yeah, Final Fantasy VII Remake isn't out on Xbox. So, I'm guessing the part two maybe. They better not do it as exclusive Xbox, timed exclusive, the other way around.
Yeah.
So it's already been 2 years. And I want it now. But there's no announcement of that. Anyway. We'll talk about what's not in the State of Play. Let's talk about what was in the State of Play. Do you remember any? What? You saw the list.
Resident Evil 4. Yep. Was it 4? Yeah.
Yeah, so Resident Evil 4 Remake. It is a very good Resident Evil. It was the first one to do behind-the-shoulder camera. And I played it on the Wii, which was a re-release with motion controls.
On the Wii?
Yeah, it was great.
Sounds old.
What? Odin's thinking. The smoke alarm might go off. Calm down. What are you going to say?
I vaguely remember actually at least seeing someone play it. Wasn't there like...
Yeah, no, you watched it when you were a little kid.
There was like an actual like gun attachment, wasn't there? Like you put the Wii in a gun?
No.
Was that for a different game?
You probably could have. But I don't think I had the handgun one at that point. I used the nunchuck to run around. Which was the addition that plugs into the Wii remote.
Yeah, but I might have actually seen someone playing it, yeah.
You just aimed and shot.
Was it like zombies and stuff?
Oh, it's Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah.
There was a... We did have a Resident Evil Chronicles, which is a rail shooter, which isn't Resident Evil, it's crap. It's just got the same IP. But the rail shooters aren't good.
So it's just like, you don't actually move around.
In fact, we may still have that.
Probably.
But yeah, Resident Evil 4 Remake, it looks great. Like, we saw a little bit of the gameplay, cutscene footage, and the graphics look really good. Like, super crisp.
Yeah.
Which is pretty exciting. And that's due just under a year, 10 months from now. So March 24 next year. So not bad. I'm trying to use my mouse at a distance.
Should we take a break for a second, do some questions? I'm dying to get a question out.
No, let's get through the news first, then we'll do questions.
Okay, they won't.
Horizon Zero Dawn. Well, it's Horizon Forbidden West, actually. Zero Dawn's the first one. Has an update, a massive update coming with adding New Game Plus, Super Hard Mode, which games like that, I don't see the point of playing Super Hard Mode.
That's for those people that like playing.
It becomes tedious, these games.
No hits. No dying.
Not interested. We need to play really that. That's another game. There's three games that I want to get that came out around the time of Elden Ring and Post that I want to get. But yeah, so it's not just the update. They've actually announced a VR game spin-off for the new PlayStation VR version 2 that's coming out, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Got to save up for that the VR.
VR headset, yep. Spider-Man. This is not quite a PlayStation announcement, even though it is. It's Spider-Man is getting ported to PC. So all those PC gamers that listen to us,
woo,
you can play a PlayStation exclusive. Well, no longer exclusive.
Yeah.
There is a game announced, the Callisto Protocol. It looks like a space horror, kind of like Dead Space. It looked pretty interesting. Graphics are good. I don't know much about it. Street Fighter 6. I don't know. I lose track. I thought we already knew about Street Fighter 6. No, it was just a teaser. So we got some gameplay footage with that. The next game looks really stupid. Rollerdrome. It's like you're in a skate park, but on roller skates, and you got a gun.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I watched a bit of the gameplay. I'm like, this is just stupid. I'm not interested. Shooting. Not interested. And the last thing was a big one. Final Fantasy 16. What did you think of the trailer?
It looked kind of cool. My name was in it.
Yes, so the summons seem to be a really big part in this, which is kind of cool. They've always been a part in most Final Fantasies. Like you all, I think. But they seem to play a big part, and this is a more of a bigger scale war.
Yeah.
What?
No, I can feel about how it goes. Like, I was thinking about previous times.
That was the worst, Odin. Anyway, the graphics looked phenomenal. Final Fantasy and Square Enix, they always seem to push the visuals. They always seem to be the leaders of cutscenes and stuff.
Yeah.
And this was no exception. It looked really good. A lot more gritty and medieval fantasy from the Final Fantasy than it normally is. And definitely intrigued. I still think we're a way away. I think it was next summer, so we've got a whole year to wait for that one.
Yeah.
The combat looked good, but I think it's leaning more towards the Final Fantasy 15 and rather than the Final Fantasy 7 remake. Whereas I really, really, really like Final Fantasy 7 remake combat. Whereas I wasn't a big fan of the 15. It's hard to
tell. Which one's 7? You gotta remind me. I can't keep track.
The one I keep trying to get you to play.
Oh, yeah. I can't keep ever track. There's like...
Because you're too busy just playing Minecraft.
No, because there are so many and they're all completely different, most of them.
Yeah, they are.
Like, you got one where you got some four dark guys and they're driving around a car, then you got like this...
That's 15, yeah.
Then you got this big old dude in a... What, a giant sword on his back?
7.
Yeah.
That's the remake. So that's a really old one. And you've played... I've shown you the original, which was a turn-based RPG.
Although it was technically still a remake, wasn't it?
Another one that... The old school one, is just a re-release.
It was, re-released. They kind of...
But it was the exact same graphics. Or they may have enhanced the combat graphics, but not by much.
They also, they made it so it was... You could have it slightly different. There was, like, a slightly different mode or something.
Yeah, basically just you could turn off random encounters. And you can give yourself, you can make yourself level 99, so you can just rush through this and just get the story.
Yeah.
But it's, it's still really cool.
Yeah.
But the combat of 7 remake I really liked. So I hope they lean towards that for the combat. It looked a little bit more Final Fantasy 15 though. A little bit more floaty and weird.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Anyway, I like the strategy of Final Fantasy 7 remake. I really like that. So it was a really good lineup for the PlayStation State of Play. I look forward to getting more of their games out. As we're talking about game releases, I had a look. There doesn't seem anything in June that we're interested in. May and April, May were really busy. And we skipped a few games, so we'll probably just have to go back and play some of them, like Ghostwire and Final Fantasy Origins, another Final Fantasy game.
Oh, yay! Like,
I believe that's actually a remake of the original Final Fantasy, or a retelling, or a spin-off story. I actually don't know for sure. It's based on the characters from the original Final Fantasy, and that story is very, very simple, and they've just expanded on that world.
Yeah. In like 40 years, you're going to be like 78 or something, and you're going to be playing Final Fantasy 300 or something.
Look how slow it is. When I first started like really playing games, was 6 and 7.
Yeah,
I've been playing games before I became aware of Final Fantasy, because it was actually really hard to get a hold of games like that back then.
Yeah,
and some of them weren't even released in the West. They're only released in Japan. So those are the first. And that was 6 and 7. We're only up to 16.
Yeah, it's going to start speeding up. They're going to be like...
It's like, no.
Be like the iPhones every year. There's going to be a whole new game.
Anything, they've slowed down. They went 7, 8, 9, and 10. All within a few years. Probably within like 6 years. And now with 11 and 14 MMOs, RPGs.
Yeah.
So they're all online, and I haven't played any of them. And, 13 had 2 sequels, and 10 had a sequel too.
So like 19 games.
Yeah, there are a lot of games.
And then they've remade them. But like they're going to speed up and they're going to be like iPhone, a new game every year.
Nah, they won't. So the original Final Fantasy came out in 1987.
Yeah.
I believe Final Fantasy VI was actually recalled Final Fantasy II or III in America when it first came out. They didn't want to confuse people by saying it was the number 6 when there only had been, because they only released a few of them in the West.
Yeah.
And so they actually had a different name, and I can't remember what it was. I think it was 2. Final Fantasy VI was Final Fantasy II. But then they like realized that we're just going to stick with the same number with 7. And they started release. They all just got released in the West from then onwards. And they've gone back and released the old ones on modern consoles. Well, modern at the time.
Have they ever released like the original Final Fantasy? The first Final Fantasy?
I actually don't know. That may have had updates. I actually don't know much about that one. It's probably the one I haven't played. I've played the rest, I believe.
Yeah. It's not. Well, it can't be the Final Fantasy if it's not actually the final one. It's the first one. The first fantasy.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird name.
Yeah, especially because you can only name the last one Final Fantasy because the rest aren't final.
Well, they're all separate stories, and the idea is, I believe it may be, it's probably a loose translation from a Japanese concept, is my guess. I think it's referring to, it's a fantasy game, and they all revolve around a big end of the world kind of disaster.
Yeah.
And so it literally is the final adventure.
Yeah.
Until the hero saved the day. Woohoo!
And then he goes on more adventures. So it's not the final.
But each one's not connected.
Really?
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII's got nothing to do with Final Fantasy VIII or 6 or 9. They're all new. There are some of the games that are set in the same worlds as others, but they usually are spin-off games. So it's like Final Fantasy Tactics is the same world as, I think, Final Fantasy 12?
Yeah.
But I may be wrong. And there's actually a game called Vagrant Story, which is actually set in one of the Final Fantasy worlds, but it's not that well known because it's not called Final Fantasy, it's called Vagrant Story.
Mm.
Anyway, off topic. I think that's all the news. There's some stuff to be excited about. I've been a bit missing in action from video games, except for Elden Ring.
That's all you've played. Elden Ring!
It'll be good to get back into something new.
Yeah.
But what's your question you got for me?
Okay. I'll just do two. Just do one card. First released in 2017. Which virtual reality game is based on the animated series Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
It's called Rick and Morty.
No.
Wasn't that long ago, heck.
Yeah.
Is it got something to do, is time in the name?
No.
Okay. I have heard this, but I can't think what the name is. Oh, it's got something to do with Morty's in the name. It's like,
not Morty.
Not Morty. It's talking about something about multiple Mortys or something, or the Mortyverse or something stupid like that.
Do you know what it is?
Okay, what is it?
Virtual Rickality. So you're kind of close, just not Morty, Rick.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. It's in Stardew Valley.
Oh, no!
which no. purple-haired, romanceable character owns a pet guinea pig named David Jr. and plays the flute.
Oh, I should. What's her name? Can I phone a friend?
What?
I'll phone you.
Okay, yeah, you can phone a friend. Go phone a friend.
No, we're going to get feedback if I call you on your phone. Violet.
Whoosh! No.
I can't remember her name.
Abigail.
Abigail!
You should know this. That's like the one I usually
romance.
Yeah. But I was playing on my friend.
The Stardew Valley board game's finally available in New Zealand. So that may be another thing you have to save up for.
Yeah. How much do I have to save now? Like $3 million?
No. $96 New Zealand for that one.
Yeah, but plus the PlayStation 2 VR. So, $3
million. No. You like $600 for the VR. Anyway, what, you got another question, or are we going to move on to what we've been playing?
Yeah, you suck at questions. You've got none of them right.
I do.
What is the name of Ben's motorcycle gang in the adventure game Full Throttle?
Oh, Full Throttle, really? That is such an old game. What's the name of his gang?
Yeah, motorcycle gang.
Oh, I actually might notice. I actually had the demo for this on the PC way, way back. I should just come up with something dumb.
It is something dumb.
The bike squad.
No, the Polecats.
Yeah, I wouldn't even remember that.
The bike squad, that's such a weird name to name a my bike gang.
Yes, that's why I came up with it.
For which console was the ill-fated game E.T. the Extraterrestrial released?
The Nintendo Entertainment System.
No.
Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
No.
What is it?
It's not even Nintendo. Atari.
Was it Atari?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
2600. Wait, did they time travel and bring something back from 2600?
No, that's just the name of the console. What's funny about that game is that because movie tie-ins were really popular at the time, like they just threw money at it and like they just gave people money to make it and they had no idea what they're doing. And it's like, it's the worst game ever. So they basically put it all on these cartridges and they end up just dumping them at the tip. And only just recently, in the last few years, they went and actually dug it up and got all these cartridges from this E.T. game that like no one wants because it was so bad. Like, damn. it was a train wreck of a game. There was nothing playable. It was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Anyway, those were hard questions.
Were they? Should know the Stardew Valley one. I'm pretty sure we've asked that one before. We've definitely asked that one before.
I'd have known who that was at some point, but it's just been too long. So it wasn't saved in my database.
Because you don't play the game.
I know. Because I've played it and I'm done with it. Can we not have this conversation again? What have you been playing?
A bit of Elden Ring.
So what are you up to now in Elden Ring?
So I've just got into the plateau, the Altus Plateau.
Yeah, I mean, like, what are you trying to do? Like,
but I'm trying to do Fear's questline to defeat a dragon so I can get a trophy and get the platinum.
Fear's an NPC, for those who don't know, in the kind of hub area, the hold, the round table hold.
Yeah.
Who gives you hugs.
Yay. And then I don't like the hugs because it gives you an item, but it reduces your HP. But when you use it, gives you more like defense or something, poise. Which
yeah,
which I don't really care about because I would rather more HP.
Yes.
We spent so long trying to figure out why we had reduced HP.
Yeah, I was like, why is my HP down? That was kind of a funny trick there, but it's nice to get hugs.
Yeah.
So you're trying to do her quest line to unlock a boss fight.
And then I realised I gotta go do part of Rani's quest to undo it, and it's kind of annoying. So now I've travelled back to Rani's place, gone through the manor, and I'm talking to Rani now. Like, right now. Hey, Rani, how you doing?
So it has unlocked, you haven't locked out, you haven't gone too far?
Nah.
That's good.
I mean, I've gotten to her at least.
Anything else that you like found interesting in Elden Ring? I'll tell you. Go, and then I'll tell you something.
I can't think of anything interesting that I would.
Well, see, I played I played a lot of that game, and I scoured that map.
And there's still secrets.
Yeah, there was a dragon I'd missed, and I remember like Saint Odin, wasn't it? Because early on, I explored places you probably shouldn't have, because I was too tough. It was too tough for me. but I'd still just run through or take my time killing things, take ages killing things. And I remember coming across a whitish dragon, and I'm like, and when I went back, and I left it because it was obviously too tough, and I keep going back to look for it, and I was like, I'm sure I saw a white dragon somewhere. And see, I don't know if it disappears at some point, or if I just kept missing, it was in just like such a specific corner that I never saw the dragon again. And so, Odin, was it you that ran across it? And yeah. I was like, yeah, that's the dragon I was talking about. And I went and killed it.
I think I'd only pez at night or something.
And I'm pretty sure, because I got all the dragon spells you could. When you kill those special name dragons, you get and unlocks a specific spell related to them. And I didn't own it. And I made sure I went and bought them all before I finished the first playthrough. So I missed that dragon.
Yeah, probably only spawned at night and you went to...
It could have been night, you're right.
Went to the cathedral a day and then you change it to night. And then you just leave
but
without coming outside.
But it's not right at the cathedral, it's kind of dropped down a little cliff. So if you just warp to the grace by the cathedral just to go buy a new...
You wouldn't see it, but also... Well, because you're inside, so you wouldn't be able to see it.
Well, yeah, you just go straight in and then you warp away. So, yeah, I missed it. And I also missed those scrolls that you get that unlocks crafting? What are they called? Recipes.
Yeah.
I missed one that gives you the sleep pots. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. It isn't a really odd spot that's really hard to get to, but it's in the first area. And I completely missed it.
Yeah, I remember seeing this, I remember seeing this thing, I don't know where, but it was like, what's the first, like, boss that you fight's name? Like, the...
Oh. I can't think of it. Godric?
No, that's like, the boss, but, like, the very first.
I honestly can't think of his name.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway.
Why can't I think of his name?
But it was like this guy thinking that he's the toughest boss in the early stages of Elden Ring.
Yeah.
And it's like this guy, the bear, the giant bear. Like those giant bears.
Margot.
Yeah, Margot. And it's like this Margot thinking he's the toughest boss in the early game. And you got the giant bears.
Oh yeah, because you came across them again.
And I still had trouble. I think I almost died to it.
Yeah, they have so much HP.
So much HP, and they still do a lot of damage.
Yeah, no, I hate the bears. It's one of the things I dislike
fought,
the other game.
I fought the boss with ease, and then I go across a bear later, and I'm like, what? Why is it so difficult?
Yeah, they just got huge HP, and they hit so hard, and they're so hard to dodge.
And yes, it's New Game Plus, but I've still got fully decked out armor.
Oh yeah, you probably one shot the first boss, Margot.
Oh, I do huge damage to him. I'm like doing like 10 hits or something. It would have been. I was using my katana, but using my greatsword, he would have just been absolutely plonked out of existence.
Yeah, so I've enjoyed being leveling up. I've never leveled this high in a Souls game.
Well, because normally the drop off's a lot earlier.
Specialize. But I was talking to a mate about it, Demon Souls. He finished Elden Ring, went back to Demon Souls. He's fallen in love with Souls games now. And he's like, man, you get hardly any souls in Demon Souls. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I said to him, like, you'll kind of be around level 70 when you finish Demon Souls.
Yeah.
Whereas
I think... That's your level. We finished like 140.
Yeah, 140, 150.
I'm currently like 160 or something.
Yeah, so I think the levels... are more beneficial. Each individual level in like Demon Souls, for example, is more beneficial to your stats than one level in Elden Ring.
Yeah.
And they all weighted differently, all the Souls games. But Elden Ring does seem very generous in the levels. It wants you to be a high level.
Yeah, for those higher numbers, because the drop off seems to be later. Like, most Souls games isn't like 30 or something.
40 seems to be the main one, but there's a soft drop off, and then whereas I notice actually with Elden Ring, there's a drop off with some of the stats, and then it picks back up.
Really? Oh yeah.
Well, for the scaling of the weapons, I noticed. Like, I noticed that, like, dexterity doesn't... Like, man, there's no point of putting stats in dexterity, even with an S-scaling weapon. And then I noticed when I've gone really high, seems I can, that it seems to be... Now I'm getting, like, 5 hit points per level damage.
I do remember that. Because, yeah, I've been doing my greatsword, and I'll do the strength one, and it'll just be, like, 1 point. I'm like, okay. And then I do another one later. It's, like, 2. I'm like, what? And it's, like, 1 again, and then, like, 2.
Oh, that's common when it's just, it jumps around, because it's probably actually 1.5, and so you're sitting at like, so it's maybe not a perfect full one, depending on all the stats combined together, and so that could be why every second one you get 2. But I don't know what the scaling is for the Moonlight Greatsword for strength, that may not be that high.
I think it's actually only like a...
It's probably only a D, because it's probably focused on magic.
Yeah, which I've got like 60 of.
Yeah.
Get it to 100.
So that one, you probably notice a big jump up until the 60 mark.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough about Uttering. It's still a great game. Anything else you've been playing?
Not really. Elden Ring, Minecraft, Warzone. Bit of Fortnite here and there, but not much.
Ring?
Yeah.
we could talk about some mobile games. We both played... And I think you're finished. I'm almost finished. Rune.
Finished that in like a couple of days.
It's not a long game.
Yeah, I just finished it in a couple of days because I had nothing else to do.
It's a iOS Apple Arcade game, and it's not even really a puzzle game. It's along those lines where you've got to achieve the level to move on, but it's really relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Literally, the name says it all. You're pruning a bonsai as it grows, but it's growing very quickly, and just trying to get it to light, a light source. There's obstacles like shadows or glowing red orbs.
Which are like pollution or something, because if the tree touches it, it like infects it.
Well, I think it's supposed to be a heat source. It's like a burning sun, and so it touches it, so it burns. That's why it goes red.
Yeah.
But it's relaxing, it's interesting, nothing amazing, but I've enjoyed the few minutes I spent with it while doing other stuff. I think you've done well to finish, because the last chapter, which is like based in an industrial zone, is actually quite hard.
Yeah, I had a bit of trouble with the last area, but I managed.
I find it hard when the trees kind of intertwine the different branches, and you prune off a branch, you're like, oh crap, that's actually the main branch that's twisting around behind the other one.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
But it's a fun little game, just to kind of take your mind off things. That's what I found. I found it quite bonsai. It has that whole zen kind of relationship.
Have you come up, probably have the levels where you there's like a movable light source kind of thing? Like a
oh yeah, those source. Ones I really like to remove.
Well, it's kind of weird because it's really hard to prune. Because all the branches, instead of spreading out, they just, like, narrow down into one big trunk.
Yeah, that's kinda... what I mean. And so the two branches may intertwine, and if you don't prune them quick enough, they just, like, snap off each other.
Yeah.
But it's a fun little game. Nothing amazing. But if you've got Apple Arcade, it's worth a go.
Mm.
Other than that...
There haven't been many new games to Apple Arcade, actually.
They've actually just added some now, and that's what I want to talk about. It's they've added Frogger. It's like a reimagining of Frogger. So it's not just jumping across a road. It's almost like Toad's treasure adventure game. What's that, Toad Treasure Tracker?
Toad Treasure Tracker, yeah.
Yeah, where you can kind of spin the map. It's I've only played one of the levels, so I haven't played a whole lot. But it has that puzzle twisting element. You can move. You've got a little axolotl buddy, which is really cute. That allows you, I think it's his powers that allows you to like move, just like in Toad Treasure Tracker, you can move obstacles and you can grab things.
Magical axolotl.
And you're collecting and trying to rescue frogs. So actually it is. It's pretty much Toad Treasure Tracker, but with Frogger theme.
Triple T.
And the graphics are really good. Like here, have a look. They look pretty good. Yeah.
Damn.
It's you can twist and turn around, really good for touch controls. you're collecting gems and rescuing little frogs. There's a little story that goes along with it. There was an opening cutscene where you talk to a chameleon lizard or something, who talks about how you frogs are getting captured and you need to go rescue them, basically. There's like, oh, they're being sacrificed to like some god.
To me.
So it's like Aztec themed. Like it's set in like an Aztec kind of
I'm not an Aztec god.
No,
sad.
Not you.
I would love frogs to be sacrificed to me.
That's rude. And yeah, so that's the little another Apple Arcade game.
Saber Frog.
So it's worth playing. Yeah, well, we've both gone. Tell us about Salt and Sacrifice.
It's pretty good. You run around eating wizards' hearts. Magic is kind of forbidden, even though you can also use it. I use magic. Kind of interesting.
You describe things weird.
I do describe things weird. I'm
describe
not good at
the game. Like, what type of game is it? Is it start with there?
It's a side-scrolling game where you
action RPG.
Yeah, action RPG.
That's inspired by Souls, and it's a sequel to the Salt and Sanctuary, the first game,
which I played for a bit. Tried not being a wizard for once. I found it much too hard. Not being a wizard. I kind of did it okay, and I got to a boss that was much too hard to dodge.
Well, see, that's what I find interesting. I don't know enough about the world of the second game, Salt and Sacrifice, and knowing that if it is a direct sequel, I believe it is, it's based in the same universe or same world. Whereas the first one, magic was super powerful. Whereas I wonder if that's part of the reason why they've gone with the story where magic is kind of forbidden and mage and wizards or mages are evil because they've absorbed too much power and become corrupted and villainous. And in the game you play as inquisitors, part of the Inquisition, who are hunting down these mages to absorb their power, to use the power to fight more mages.
I know how the game's gonna end. I reckon we're gonna gain too much power. We're gonna become a mage. It'd be kinda cool, like a final boss fight of you actually fighting like a AI which acts as an inquisitor that comes along and you're like a big old mage. That'd be kinda cool. And
yeah, it would be cool. I don't know if they will go there, but like, they could do.
It'd be kinda interesting.
They've done some interesting gameplay elements. Like the first one was you've got a world and you explore it little by little, to basically get through the story and the world. Whereas this, there are levels that you warp to from a hub, and then you also can do hunts, and you go on the hunts, and they may be based in one of these levels that you can warp to. We've unlocked 3 levels, correct?
Yeah,
and so then you can go into these worlds and they change a little bit based on the hunt that you're doing, mostly that they add in one of the mages.
They add in multiple mages, actually.
Well, there's random mages can turn up even when you're just exploring, can't they? Yeah, they do. Maybe not.
I thought it was only when you're hunting.
But they're
mage.
Unnamed mages. They have the same... They look big and they look... There are elements.
But I think they're actually slightly weaker, though.
Yes, they probably are, actually, yeah. So there's unnamed mages that you can fight and will turn up and actually fight the other mages that you're hunting. But then there's the named mage you're hunting. And what's really cool is they're like a boss, but you have to fight them throughout the level and throughout the environment. And so you hunt them down. Then you do enough damage, they leave, and you basically chase them all the way to where they end up being in an actual boss room. And when you get there, they stay there. Even if you die, you can just head back to that boss room and then fight them.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting touch. It's just weird not having a full exploration. And we've found like a Metroidvania style gameplay where you unlock new environmental tools, like a grapple hook. Like
some random orb that makes
pulleys,
zip lines work.
Yeah, zip lines work.
I don't even know what it was. It's like some random.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. They're all based on a plant. I think you're kind of making the plant turn to life and turn into a little motor.
Yeah.
But the hard thing with it plant is remembering motor. Where those things are. So you've got to basically then go re-explore. And because it's 2D, it's very hard to navigate because you're not just going forwards and backs like a lot of 2D games. You're actually going... like you can go above and underneath yourself. So you could be walking on land, but then you could go up.
And you're still walking on land.
And then you can be walking on land. Even though it's you've only gone up in a 2D plane. It's I think it's trying to mimic that you've gone depth, even though there is not you haven't gone you know, forward or back or into the depth.
But also
of the world.
Usually the background is like ages away.
Yeah.
So it's like, but it's not actually a mountain.
So I think so it kind of is weird like that. How they do the environments, and I find it hard to navigate.
But to be fair, Mario has floating dirt as well.
Yeah. That's true. But this is, it is weird. Like, if you try and stop and think about how the land, say, if you zoomed out, it would look really stupid, and it doesn't make any sense. As I say, I think that even though it's on a 2D plane, it's like, as it's pretending almost, like you've gone, like, up a hill, or gone... further, you haven't just gone east and west, you've actually gone but north or whatever.
Yeah.
To like a new hill or something.
Also, the motor, you're talking about how like it turns like the plants into a motor. No idea of green energy.
Oh, I think so, dude.
You're welcome. I thought about it and then you kept talking, and you were talking, so I've been waiting ages to say that.
I'm glad you did, that was fun. But yeah, Solomon's Sacrifice, it's we're having fun, cause, mostly because of the co-op, which they've added in.
Which is actually like co-op, where you go together.
Yeah, and you stick together.
When you die.
And as we know, it's our slogan, a family that slays together, stays together.
Yeah. And it's not even like, till death we part. We should actually, more than death.
We should actually try and get copies of our characters, take pictures of them, cut them out and print them on t-shirts with one of the mages.
That'd be kind of cool.
And with this, our slogan, family that slays together, stays together.
I got like a weird eyeshadow around my character. It's kind of funny. Although you wouldn't be able to see it currently. I think I got like a golden mask on or something.
The faces are way better in this one. It's all hand drawn, I believe. Like it's all, the art style is pretty cool. But yeah, Salt and Sacrifice. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't like the leveling system. It's leveling like Souls, but then you have a skill tree, and I just find that painful. But you're just unlocking nodes that give you stats. It just drives me crazy. I'd rather just, and then there's nodes that give you ability to use more powerful weapons. Like I'm using katana, like katanas, like
they're actually called high blades for some reason.
Well, it's, I guess because I don't want to. I don't know. But yeah, it's basically katana. But I just don't like that. Like, just have it that you have to have 10 dexterity or 15 dexterity or whatever it is to use
135,000 dexterity.
Why do you always have to go so extreme?
I don't know.
It's got nothing to do with the topic.
It's got everything.
But you know what I mean? Like, instead of this, I just don't like the skill tree. It just makes it complicated and it's really hard. And I don't see any point of putting any stats in other than dexterity because that's what my combat scales in. I'm not a big fan of that system. We're having fun. Hunting mages. I do like the idea of the quests and the other hunts. I just find the exploring the rest of the world is hard and cumbersome, especially when you unlock a new ability to do something. Oh yeah, we just got one, didn't we? Last time we played, we unlocked the ability to reveal hidden bridges from these like little stone circles, but like we know we've seen like three or four of them throughout the game, but
no idea where
exactly.
I can maybe think we're like one, maybe
I
can think out of the
I think
area
there's one
that
down somewhere, but like which level is it on, like which is it on, the first, the second or third level, like area,
you know what I mean? One like, in the first area.
Well, as I say, they guarantee there is, but where in the first, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just so
it's at
hard.
Like the very top, like there's a big like building.
You stop arguing and trying to prove me wrong.
No, I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying, though. You agree with me.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to like I think there is one up there.
Maybe. Yeah, no, I think you're right. But
yeah,
again, up top,
somewhere
there isn't just one up top.
Woo!
There's multiple up tops because you can there's go 15. Left and right, and then go up, and then you can't. Yeah, so it's complicated, and that is a bit tiresome having to explore the game that way. Yeah, anything else you played, or should we wrap things up? We've been painting our miniatures. We talked about last time, our speed. We got some paint. We got some of the army painter speed paint.
Yeah. You painted the spiders and cockroaches with dummy. I don't really care.
No, the centipede without.
Oh, yeah. Why did I say? I don't. Yeah. I made a golden cockroach. It's kind of cool. I don't. I think you're not saying anything, but you don't like it because it doesn't. It's not realistic.
Well, yeah.
Well, like golden cockroach.
I did a dark wash over the top of it to take some of the shine off. Exactly.
Rude.
But now Odin's done a really good job. He painted a rat, one of the rat soldiers, and a couple of the sock cockroaches for our Mice and Mystics games, and that's looking really cool. So we'll check our social media.
Paint the golden one. That was you. You painted the golden one.
I don't even lie.
Yeah.
Check our Instagram, Vader Van Odin, to see those pictures. And check out YouTube. We've got a Salter and Sacrifice video heading to the YouTubes very soon, where we just kind of muck around, kill some bosses.
We sacrificed salt to level up.
Yeah. Well, in the first one, Salt and Sanctuary, and it's very heavily based around sanctuaries. So instead of just having checkpoints, they actually have rooms that are a sanctuary. And you'll get merchants will turn up there, and different factions of sanctuaries. There's different types of sanctuaries you can get.
Yeah.
And so it's all based around
themes
and cults.
I thought there would have been a hub, but there actually wasn't. There was
not in the first one, no.
Multiple hubs, because you kind of came across an area which had a thing, and I was like, oh, this might be the area where you stick around. That's like the home area.
But no, not really.
But no, because it's everywhere. I think maybe...
There are some of the sanctuaries in the first game that are more important, and you'll end up going back to more.
Because I think they're, yeah.
And I believe there are minor sanctuaries and then bigger sanctuaries, so they have a more importance. But it's been a long time since I played, probably about 8 years. But anyway, I think that's about it. I don't know if we've played much else. I'm sure, have we talked about Trek 2 Yomi? I'm pretty sure I talked about it last time.
Yes.
It's a great game. I forgot I actually had it, so I need to finish that now. I think I'm nearing the end.
Yeah. I didn't really like combat much, so I didn't play.
Yeah, it's a great, great black and white homage to the early samurai films like Seven Samurai, Yojimbo.
Yeah.
And things like that. It looks great.
I might redo it on like the super easy mode.
Yeah, the story's pretty cool.
Just so I can get the story.
It goes into like the Japanese mythology a little bit.
I reckon if there was a movie on it, that'd kind of come.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
If you play it on easy and just hack and slash through, once you start unlocking some of the combos, it does get easier and the combat's more fun. Like I like doing it's a armor breaking combo. It's you hold up and quick slash, and it does two quick ups or upward slices. And then you can follow up with a triangle, which does like a poke in the helmet, and it stuns the enemies. And then you can then do a finishing move with R1.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty cool. Like once you start getting, and then you got like you can parry from things from behind. That makes it a lot easier. Anyway, I think that wraps us up. Anything else you just want to talk about? The weather.
The weather is
food.
Food. It's tasty. Mm.
Yes, it is.
I've been playing Minecraft.
Well, not all food.
Most of it.
I don't think we want to get into Minecraft. I think I've had enough Minecraft.
I've been building Viking base houses. I don't think I've shown you my Viking based.
No, we should. Well, I'd like to have
building.
A look. So maybe you'll show me and we can talk about it next time.
Yeah.
Deal?
Okay. Pinky swear. I'm building a longhouse.
Pinky swear. All right. Thank you for listening.
Blood packed. Come on. Let's go.
No.
What? No blood pact?
No.
Right.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Undying Chat. This is Odin.
Yeah.
And I am Vader. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.